This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, according to Good Housekeeping, there's a right time to take down the Christmas tree. They say officially it's 12 nights after Christmas on the eve of the Epiphany. That's the traditional end of the Christmas holiday season. So depending on whether you count Christmas or not, the tree should come down tomorrow or Sunday. Not sure that'll happen at our house. The 50th anniversary of Woodstock is coming up in August, so they're going to hold a three-day music festival at the site. Organizers say they'll feature music for all genres from past and present. Fire up the microbus. Let's go. Don Gorski of Wisconsin is back in the news. Might remember he's the guy that ate so many Big Macs. In fact, 2018 was the year he ate his 30,000th Big Mac. He had eaten two Big Macs every day since 1972. Amazingly, he ate his 30,000th sandwich on Big Mac's 50th anniversary. Just so you know, that's 90,000 slices of bun, 60,000 pickle slices, 30,000 slices of cheese, and almost 5 pounds of ground beef. Woman in England said she was getting married to a ghost. Said she had been dating 20 different ghosts, but fell in love with one spirit she met on a trip to Australia. Speaking of dead, Reader's Digest had this story about keeping ghosts out of your house. They said, never have a rocking chair in your home because an empty rocker is an invitation to an evil spirit to have a seat. What? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Washington State might be the first to approve human composting. It's a new way to deal with burial. Yeah, instead of a coffin or grave or cremation, human composting involves putting the dearly departed in a vessel with chemicals that speed up decomposition. Then the soil-like remains are returned to the family for use in their yard. It's supposed to be earth-friendly, and proponents of the new procedure say people are really juiced up about becoming a tree or a garden. Topside, a health expert, appeared on NBC News to discuss the health trends to watch for in 2019. He says flexitarianism is going to be big this year. That, by the way, is somebody who followed a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle but now cheats and eats meat or fish every now and then. And there's another new trend. They say hiking will become the new yoga. Hiking is becoming popular because why? Because you can post social media selfies of you on the trail. They say it's easier to show off your hiking than your yoga. What a world. Travel experts say the next big thing in our industry might be DNA tourism. You get your ancestry mapped out and companies show where your people came from. Then you travel to the land of your ancestors. Cool. California is trying to make up their budget deficit with a plan to tax text messages. They haven't worked out the details just yet, but think it would probably be a flat monthly fee by user. When Krispy Kreme recently lost a donut truck in flames in Lexington, Kentucky, several local police officers were on the scene to mourn the loss. In a tweet that's gone viral, several officers with the Lexington Police Department can be seen in front of the charred Krispy Kreme truck with looks of anguish and despair. According to WLAX-TV, Lexington police fire rushed to the scene after the driver noticed smoke billowing out of the back of the truck. Police say there were no injuries in the blaze, but unfortunately all the donuts in the truck were lost. Finally, knucklehead news comes out of Iowa, where a guy was in a heated argument with his wife in a Des Moines Quick Trip when the clerk tried to intervene. But instead of cooling down, the 26-year-old got his pants in a wad and grabbed a bunch of bananas, one of the things he used to fight the employee. By the time police arrived, he had done more than $1,000 damage to the store and has been charged with simple assault and criminal mischief. Talk about an angry dude going bananas. That's the Daily Buzz. I would love it if you would send me something to buzz about. paul@wcsy.com is my email. You can leave me a message on our Facebook or tweet at COSYFM. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. We have a drop box outside the building if it's after hours or over the weekend. Daily Buzz podcasts are found on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Podcast Republic. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Landecker will buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.